Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. We'll get back to phone calls and feedback coming up a little bit later on, but every Thursday at this time, we do the Blitz thingy. So yesterday, Gator, you deferred. I went first. You're up, my friend.
All right.
Hi, guys.
Hi, King.
Hi, King.
All right, question number one. In week five, Vikings kicker, Will Reichard missed a 51-yard field goal versus the Browns in London. It appeared it may have hit the wire above where the camera is, you know? The NFL says that was just an optical illusion. But Reichard's agent spoke to someone in the NFL, and he says allegedly they admitted that it did hit a wire. Did the ball hit the wire or not?
First of all, I think it's funny that these people in the NFL having problems with loose lips. Unfortunately, not going to sink any ships here. But yeah, do I think it hit the wire after watching it again this morning? It hit the wire. I think it's clear as day it hits the wire. You can see it, you know, kind of move a little bit. They've got this camera up there on the wire so they can fly it all over the field, which is great during like normal play. But the second that a kicker or a punter comes out, get the damn camera out of the way. I don't know what the deal is, but 100% I think it hit the wire. I get it. You want to get all the camera angles possible, but you don't need that camera in that place when it's clearly out of use. Because if it were in use, you'd see that it hit the wire.
So side note, before I answer the question, I think it's awesome that Reichard's agent called the NFL to try and get him to get them to change the stat. He didn't want him to be credited with a missed field goal. That's the reason he called the league, which is kind of hysterical. The video evidence available on the internet, 100% that ball hit the wire. So when you ask me, did the ball hit the wire, and there are pictures on the internet and video of it hitting the wire, I will say yes. I'm sure it hit the wire as sure as anything that is out there that's posted on the internet.
Oh, boy.
I didn't watch it live.
Yeah,
if I watched
either.
It live. So, Kang, you know about the internet. It looks like it hit the wire. I don't think there's any doubt if that video is accurate, it hit the wire.
I just want to add one thing, though. It was a 51-yard field goal. I mean, it fell short is why it was online. It fell short. NFL kickers don't let 51-yard field goals fall short unless something else happened.
So I didn't watch it live, but I saw the replays and all that stuff, of course. I'm really not sure. It kind of does look like it hit the wire, but I'm not sure. But since the NFL is adamant it was an optical illusion, it definitely hit the wire. They're liars. Why would you believe anything the NFL says? what they always say is everyone must protect the shield, right? And no one protects the shield more than the NFL.
Facts.
All right, Chiefs, Bills this Sunday. I know the Colts are the surprise of the season and playing great, but is the winner of the Chiefs Bills game actually the real team to beat in the AFC?
No. No, they are not. I believe in Daniel Jones, and I believe in the Colts. And the reason is they have defeated two teams that currently hold on to playoff spots, Denver and the Chargers. That's a resume worth believing in, my friends. And if you don't think so, keep in mind that the Lions have only currently beaten one team that is in a playoff spot. So I believe in the Colts.
Look at you.
Yep.
You believe in Joe Hendry, too? Don't answer the question. You don't even know it.
I will say that I hate to do this. I actually agree 100% with Doug. I wasn't a believer in the Colts at first. They're 7-1. They've beaten some good teams. I believe in Jonathan Taylor. I believe that that team's offense is humming along and it's well-balanced. I believe that team has enough good defensive players out there, and I truly believe in a team that has 116-point differential right now through eight games. I think it's insane. The Colts are out of their minds right now, and all roads are going to have to go through Indianapolis. That is a tough place to play. I think Indy's is for real.
I got the winner of the Chiefs-Bills, still the team to beat in the AFC. The Colts are a great story. Of course they are. But there are also some really other good teams, too. The Broncos? Oh, my God, man. Bo Nix and Sean Payton, that combo has worked really well together. But in the end, it's because of Mahomes and Josh Allen. Those are my main reasons why I think this is whoever wins this game is the real team to beat in the AFC. Regular season, one thing. Postseason, another. We obviously know what Mahomes' record is. And if Josh Allen can get over that hump this year, clearly, they're going to be, you know, that's what their goal is. And they've always been right up to that point. So I still think it's between Mahomes or Josh Allen. The road goes through the AFC. The AFC goes through one of those two guys. All right. What team needs to win the most this week before the trade deadline hits?
This is really tough. I'll just say I think it's Baltimore. They're 2-5. They're getting Lamar back. They need to make their run. But they also have maybe the easiest road to get there, despite the fact that they're 2-5 because their division is bad. Pittsburgh leads the division, but they're only 4-3. I'm still going to stick with it because it's a 2-5 team that has to get on the winning trail again. They won last week, which is a good start, and they did it with a backup quarterback and using Derrick Henry. But this week, I think you're going to see a different Baltimore Ravens team.
So I'm always looking for teams that need to define themselves, teams that could go either direction. There's one team out there that has a lot to sell, but they also have a lot of capital to buy. And they're in a precarious spot. They're a game and a half out of the playoffs, and that team is the Houston Texans. If they could find themselves come Sunday 2.5 games out, and if they decide to sell, there's a lot of players that people would covet on their roster, including you've mentioned Will Anderson, the edge rusher. You'd like to see the Lions pursue.
Yeah, it won't happen, but I'd
yeah,
love to.
But if they decide they want to buy, they have 9 draft picks. They got a bunch of extra draft picks in this coming draft. So they got the capital to go buy. So if I were a fan of a team, I'd want them to define themselves before we got to the trade deadline, and that is why I'm going with Houston.
Yeah, Houston's a good team. I think the Bengals are another one that, you know, because whether we agree or not, they're trying to make the playoffs and get Joe Burrow back and have a shot. Those aren't the two teams I'll pick, though. I'm going to go with the same team you chose, Gator, and that's the Baltimore Ravens, because they're actually my preseason pick to get to the Super Bowl and win it all. They have real, real Super Bowl aspirations, and this year, obviously, has not gone the way they wanted to. 2-5. And as Lamar Jackson said this week, it's almost do or die for them. You could not continue to fall behind with that record. The good thing for them is, though, speaking of the Bengals, that division is not that strong. So they're fortunate there. They really have no margin for error moving forward, though. But Lamar's coming back, and that's huge for them. And you could easily see them going on a run because he's that type of player. All right, rank the 6 quarterbacks taken in the 2024 NFL draft from best to worst. Dude, there were 6 in the first round.
Yep. I'm going with Drake May 1. His stats are near the top, but he's getting the ball downfield. Jaden Daniels 2. I'm sticking with the skill set. Bo Nix 3. He's good, but he's dinking and dunking. Caleb is 4. He's not taking off like Goff did with Ben Johnson just yet. Penix hasn't done much with the opportunity. He is 5. And J.J. McCarthy, I will put 6, mostly because he gets an incomplete because he's played in 2 games.
This is tough because I think the top three quarterbacks are all really good quarterbacks and for wildly different reasons. So I'm going to, despite your compelling argument, I almost wanted to switch this around. I'm going to keep what I have here. I've got Jaden Daniels as number one. I mean, he took his team to the AFC championship game, NFC championship game last year. Obviously beat the Lions. The skill set is for real. I got Bo Nix number two. Yeah, he dinks and dunks, but Bo Nix is a leader. When he has to take off and make plays with his feet, he does, and they're massive plays, and Denver really leans on him. Drake May has been really freaking good, and I've been wildly impressed by him. And if we ask this question maybe another week, I might change my answer, but I think it's really tight between those three. The last three, Caleb Williams has more talent than the other two guys, and sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't, so I have him next. Michael Penix, I'm just not sold on. I don't know if there's a fear of who's, you know, lurking because Kirk Cousins is there or not, but I have him there. And then J.J. McCarthy is at the bottom. I'm not sold on him as an NFL quarterback to begin with. He had a really nice second half of a game early in the season, and that's all he's done.
So one of you two nailed it. I mean, the hard part is I think it's the first three quarterbacks. How do you order them? Like the last three, we all got the same. And Gator, you nailed it. I got Jaden Daniels 1, Bo Nix 2, Drake May 3, Caleb Williams 4, Penix 5, J.J. McCarthy. Obviously, this is a real tough question for me. but Jaden Daniels, I can't take away what he did last year. And it's the injuries that obviously hurt him this year. Bo Nix, I was wrong about him. I wasn't so sure he was going to make it. An older quarterback from a program that kind of just puts up numbers with whoever is that quarterback. But he's been really, really good.
Like Justin Herbert?
He's a winner. Hey, he could be good too, though. So... Your time's up, though, Gator. Drake May is 3. He actually could be the MVP when it's all said and done. That's how good he's done with the New England Patriots. And the last three, we all the same.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The NCAA Division II and Division III management councils have joined Division I in allowing college athletes to bet on pro sports. This is going to be delayed, but it's probably going to happen. My question is, but why?
I think it's dumb as hell, but I can only come up with one reason why, and that is fear of litigation. I think they're afraid someone's going to file a suit and say, well, what do you mean we can't do this? We should be allowed to. Are we? As long as we're old enough to bet, we should be able to do anything anybody else can do. And it's that fear of litigation that allows for this to take place. Otherwise, Congress would have to step in and change things up. And the last thing that I want is for Congress to stick their nose in the sports.
I think they're going to reverse this unless the apps allow for you to register as a college athlete and that app doesn't have access to college games. Because this seems so simple. Somebody's going to bet a bunch of money on the Cowboys to cover. They're not going to, and they're going to try and make it up by betting a college game that they have influence over. This I think the reason it got delayed is because I don't think it is going to happen. But if they can make an app where college athletes can register and then they can't bet on college games, that would be the only way I could see this be feasible.
Yeah, none of us like this, of course, but I think it does happen because all anyone cares about now is money, and more than ever before. No one cares about the integrity of the sports or purity of sports. The owners, the leagues, the conferences, whatever, they all have their hands in sports gaming one way or another, and they're trying to get that money back, whether it's in player salary, NIL, or whatever it is. I really, really wish we could go back. Obviously, we can't, but this thing needs to be at least be more regulated.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.